Fortnightly Astrology with Brown Edgar and Craig Simpson. And here we are. Let's get started. Fiona, how are you doing? And everybody, don't mind the horns. And let's get started.
I'm doing okay. Yeah. The energy is a bit crazy at the moment. I think everyone has been feeling it. Mercury retrograde just switched back into Libra. Normally, this would be a much more pleasant energy than what it is because, you know, Mercury is very harmonious in Libra. It's good for relationships, but because it's making an applying square now to Saturn, there's this kind of bleakness. A lot of people have been messaging me saying that they've been suffering from depression. You know, the energy is very low. But, you know, we don't really have that long until Mercury goes direct. It goes direct on the 3rd of November. So things are going to get better. Hang in there, guys. So I can talk about the astrology for the next fortnight.
Yes, let's hit it. Let's do the fortnightly astrology. And that's going to be pretty much between, I guess, like today, October 29th, and I guess 2 weeks into November. So about the 13th or 14th of November, that weekend?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So on the 31st of October, Halloween night, we have a full moon in Taurus. So a full moon is when the sun is in opposition to the moon. So in this case, the sun is in Scorpio and the moon is in Taurus. And this is really a really unstable, exciting, chaotic, crazy moon because it's making a conjunction to Uranus. So Uranus is the planet of sudden change, instability. It's a very electrical energy. If you're planning on doing any rituals, Halloween night is the perfect night for it. So I know Thomas Sheridan has been planning his ritual. Did you see that? The egg ritual?
Yeah, and thanks for reminding me of that. And I'll put a link to this in the show notes on that too, because I wanted to do that and I'd kind of forgotten. So thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. So we'll be doing that. If anyone wants to check that out, you can go to his YouTube channel is Open Source Occult TV. So it's a really good thing to do. Watch his video on it and he'll explain everything that you need to do to take part. So this full moon is basically the energy is like when the land of the living meets the spirit world, because Scorpio is the sign of death. It's a really good time to honor your ancestors. So in the Celtic lands, we call it Samhain. It's known as, you know, it's got other names depending on where you are in the world. But we leave out offerings of food, incense, wine to all of our ancestors. And we greet them because the veil is very thin. The veil is very thin and they can easily come into our realm. So give them offerings and then politely tell them to leave because you don't want them hanging out there all the time, okay? So we have that on the 31st. It is conjunct Uranus, like I said. Uranus is an unstable energy. Expect the unexpected. So this energy we're going to have for the next 2 weeks, it does cover the election. You know, it's going to be wham, like stuff out of nowhere. Both in our personal lives and, you know, in the news, in the media. So Scorpio is a sign connected to secrecy. And secrets, dirty secrets, may come out of the closet. We already heard about Hunter Biden's laptop. What is on that? No one knows because the media just isn't covering it. Maybe we will know just in time for the election. Because the full moon illuminates. If you go and stand outside during the full moon, it lights up the landscape around you. So something is going to be illuminated, some secret that you weren't aware of. You may have an epiphany that leads to some kind of transformation. So it is an intense full moon, to say the least, ideal for any kind of magical working. Even if you just want to meditate, Taurus is a sign connected to the land that we live on. You know, our ancestors. So you can have a really deep meditation on the full moon and do some investigation, some psychic investigation. So the next day, November 1st, we do have a Venus Chiron opposition, a bit of a difficult energy. So be careful what you do on Halloween night. Don't like drink loads of whiskey or Jack Daniels and do like a summon a demon. And, yeah, you don't want that kind of energy coming in because it's going to affect your relationships. So just a little bit of a painful energy the next day. Because Chiron is the planet of wounds. It is also the planet of healing. So maybe you have some kind of epiphany or enlightenment about a situation that leads to healing within your partnerships. November 2nd, this is when that kind of depressing energy that I was referring to, the Mercury-Saturn square, is when it's exact. So you're not going to be feeling at your best on this day. It's fine. Don't sweat it. Don't think the doomsday is coming. We're all going to be feeling that way. So we may receive like slightly negative news. We may have a conversation with another person that is slightly depressing, or we may just be feeling a bit gloomy and under the weather. But you know what? It will pass. This is life. Okay, so the next day, November 3rd, is when Mercury goes direct. Yay! Thank goodness.
Yay! Yeah, it's about yes. time. We've had enough.
We have had enough. We have had enough of all of these retrogrades of 2020. We have just had it. So that's good news. So when Mercury goes direct, it's important to remember that the shadow period, when Mercury is stationing and then it goes into the shadow period, it can be a bit wonky. Sometimes it's you know, it's more difficult than the rest of the retrograde itself. So hopefully by this stage, you will have discovered the lesson that you were supposed to learn during this Mercury retrograde. At the very least, after a couple of days, your communications with others is going to improve. So that's definitely something to look forward to. I will be having a glass of wine in celebration of that. My ascendant, I have Mars and Mercury conjunct my ascendant in my birth chart. So this has been affecting me in a big, big way.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So the next major aspect that we have actually is on November 9th. There aren't that many aspects this fortnight, but the ones that we do have are pretty potent. So November 9th, Venus is opposite Mars. Venus is the planet of love, of pleasure, good feelings, good vibes. Mars is the planet of war. So when these two are in opposition, it's a little bit like a lover's tiff, because they are lovers. Venus and Mars, they're a pair. So you may have a lover's tiff, you may have a little, you know, an issue with your partner or a family member, because Venus would represent the females in your family. Just something to be aware of, just a short difficulty. So on the 10th of November, the sun is in trine to Neptune. And this is a really good aspect. It's a very spiritual aspect. Very good for meditation, for artwork, losing yourself in a movie, some fiction. It's just good, you know, good vibes. So also on the same day, November 10th, Mercury goes back into Scorpio. And this is when our communications with others are very intense. Nothing is candy coated. There's no sugarcoating here. It's all intense, direct, precise conversations in a very scorpionic way. If you are a writer or you make a podcast, this is going to be really good because you'll really be getting your message across. We may become detectives because Mercury in Scorpio draws us into investigation, and we may be doing a little bit of detective work. There may be some issues around the election, okay? Counting the votes, there possibly will be you know, some kind of issue there. I think we all saw that coming, but the astrology really looks at that. Maybe they can't decide, or there's something going on there. So the next major aspect that we have is the final conjunction between Jupiter and Pluto, and that is on the 12th of November. So this is the big one. This is the last. It's happened twice so far. Jupiter expands whatever sign it's in and whatever other planets that it touches. Pluto is the planet of power. It's the destroyer. It transforms through its destruction of existing belief systems, existing political systems. You know, it's kind of endless. My concern is that, you know, people that are living in countries where the cabal or the empire, the dark side, their control is very excessive in these countries. Lockdowns, quarantines, you know, over here in Northern Ireland, they have closed all of the restaurants again, the pubs, hospitality industry is really taking a nosedive. But are people going to lay down and take it? That is the question. It doesn't seem so. There have been a lot of protests, so we'll see what happens. Then the last major aspect of the fortnight is when Mars goes direct. Hallelujah. And this is on November 14th.
Amen. That's so wonderful.
Yes, I know. It's just been like so hideous and so difficult, and like trying to walk through quicksand. It hasn't been a pleasant energy whatsoever. I felt very restless throughout it. Like I wasn't getting, you know, we weren't able to go out. We weren't going out to dinner. And it seems so trivial. But when that is taken away from you, you know, it has such a huge impact on your mental health. And I have, you know, heard about a lot of suicides over this Mars retrograde, unfortunately. And of course, the media aren't really reporting on that, are they?
They would just call it a COVID death.
Yeah.
They look like they had COVID. They obviously killed themselves because they just wanted to, you know, bypass all the suffering. See how serious this is? You know, it's the only way out. Anyway, that would be the media story, you know. Wow, what some powerful stars. And I'm glad that that's really something to look forward to this fortnight, that we got Mercury going the right direction. You know, I'll take the shadow period. I prefer that. It's better, you know. And then also we've got on the 14th, Mars finally going the right direction, right?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Because, I mean, for me, I really felt like I felt the Mars retrograde. It just for me, I just was aware. It was rather annoying, pressing, you know. And, of course, you throw Mercury on top of that, then you get both of them. And just as if the world's not crazy enough, we definitely have no lack of negativity, insanity, violence here in America. So it's just energetically, I'm looking forward to it. I'm happy right now. All is good. But I'm looking forward to Mercury going in the right direction, and then also Mars finally going in the right direction, because even getting ready for this show, which people might not know, everything went wrong over here. Oh my gosh, you know? And then I did a show yesterday, everything went wrong. It's like, so it's funny, Mercury seems to be the worst for me when it comes to electronics and such. Right now at the end, as it comes to an end, it's just really letting me know that it's there. Thank you, Mercury. Anyway. Yeah. So you got some cards for this fortnight.
Yes,
this is cool because with the video we can actually see them, which is exciting.
Yeah, well, I'm using my Game of Thrones deck. It's my favorite deck. The first card that I pulled was the Empress. So if you can see there, it's Daenerys.
Yes.
Is it Targaryen? So the Empress would be very much the archetype of the mother or the matriarch, and usually an older woman who has a family and possibly has a business as well. The second card is the Seven of Wands. So it comes up as the Seven of Spears. To me, that's always about keeping negativity at bay. It's about attacks. you know, spiritual attacks, attacks from families, attacks from neighbors, and just doing what you can to keep all of that at bay. It can also be about being torn in many different directions. The last card that I pulled here was the Justice card, another Trump. So I tuned into these cards earlier, and the first thing that I got was something to do with that lady who just got, what's her name, Amy. She got elected into the
Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Something Cohen. Yeah. Amy something yeah. Cohen. We know who we're talking about. That lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I'm really bad with names.
Oh, so am I. Supreme Court lady. Okay.
Supreme Court lady. Yeah. That, like, she was the first thought that came into my head when I pulled these, because if you look, you know, it's the justice thing. And then she is a mother. I know that she is a mother. She has a Cancer moon. And she has a bunch of kids, but she also has this extremely high profile job. Maybe something to do with her is going to pop up in the next 2 weeks. Who knows? But on a more personal level, so people listening to this podcast, I first of all got the feelings about someone who's listening to this and they have been really, really busy and trying to juggle many different things at once. This is someone that has kids, like a couple of kids, 3 or 4 kids, and she's not feeling balanced in her life. Her energy is going in all different directions, and this is going to rebalance itself, I feel, over the next few weeks. She's going to get more peace, and she's going to find that her partner is more supportive. So I get very personal images with these cards at times. I tune into them on a very psychic level. So if anyone's listening to this, let us know. Drop a comment if these cards resonate with you. But this person is going to come into a time of more balance. And the kind of karmic wheel is turning in her favor. And this is someone that has been through a lot of hardship. Possibly she owns a business that has been negatively affected by the whole lockdowns, COVID, blah, blah. But I feel like this is changing for her. And actually, it's going to turn out better than she expected, especially early next year.
She'll be glad to hear that. I think I can almost... I know people in that exact situation, so it's very poignant. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And well, for the cosmic weather, what are we feeling this fortnight over there?
I think a lot of people are feeling psychically fried. Many people are having issues with sleep. But when I know personally, like when I am sleeping, my dreams have been so, so vivid, and I'm getting very strong messages through my dreams. And like other people have been mentioning that as well. So it's like the spirit world is so close right now and really saying to us, you know, they haven't left us. We may feel really lost. It's a really scary time. Like no one knows really, you know, for sure what exactly is going on here. And then we have the elections coming. So you and I have discussed this before. It's like someone is pumping this stress into the atmosphere, and it's just really hard to relax.
I think the card that you pulled, the Seven of Spears, you know, which I guess would be the Seven of Swords, I think,
Wands.
Okay. Yeah, Seven yeah. of Wands, or in the Game of Thrones deck, the Seven of Spears, right? It's very poignant, and it'd be a good card for people to contemplate, because I know that's something for me, cosmic weather-wise, that I've been dealing with for the last couple of weeks, maybe really Mars retrograde, and I think it's coming to a completion this fortnight, where I'm kind of integrating this, you know, transmuting it, I guess you could say, is how to live in the new normal, which is at least here in America, where, I mean, I know we do not have the lockdowns like some countries do, that's for sure. Now, I mean, some of our states like California and such, yeah, they do their best to be pretty horrible, but it's getting used to and finding a way to live in, and I don't think it's going to stay this way forever, but right now, like here in America, I just sense there's just so much negativity. You know, there's mm-hmm. so much explosive anger, explosive negativity. And it's not really a matter of, let's say, whose side you're on. It's like, eh, that's really irrelevant. You know, it's just a matter of everybody. You know, you might be like for Trump or you don't like Trump, but everybody, and then you throw in like the economic struggles that we're having, et cetera, all this stuff. There's just explosive negativity out there. And mm-hmm. trying to, you know, find peace with that. Like how are you going to live now that way? And so that's one of the things that I've definitely been working on is the meditation, strengthening that biosphere, the energy, you know, doing the deep breath, getting strong every morning, really going through a meditation and breathing protocol and just imagining myself just rooted into the earth. And then as I walk through the ridiculous negativity that's out there, I'm like a grounding rod. You know, I don't, mm-hmm. I've had to find a way to deal with it, and I've tried different methods. It's odd, but this way it's just all good frequencies I can feel, in different ones I can feel. But when this negativity comes, and people even who think they're positive, their energy is shit. You know what I mean? They're just like, grr, I'm so angry. You know, it doesn't matter if you're right. You're still, you know, on the energy scale, you're freaking like, you know, rhinoceros poop. You're awful, you know? And so I'm just like, it just goes down the ground. It goes through my etheric energy, down my grounding rod into the earth, and the earth can just dissolve it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I just, and I found that I've tried indifference, but it didn't work.
It's hard.
It seems
it's hard
really
to be indifferent.
It seems you really have to hear it, but not connect to it, not emotionally react to it, and just have a strong energy field of your own that can just channel that negativity into the earth without it even being a mental process. You just get that breath in the morning, get that energy going, get that meditation, get in the right vibe, and then just walk through the world like the seven of staves. You know, it's a battle, you know, and you can do it. So that's my latest method, because really with the negativity, I'm finding that if I want to go out and if I want to do anything, if I want to be with people, if I want to, you know, really be a part of society at this point, I have to learn to be around a ferocious negativity.
Yeah.
So that's my cosmic weather. And that's my method this fortnight. And I think I got it figured out on how to, you know, walk through the negativity without basically, you know, feeling miserable all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good method. So it's similar to the method that I use. I have a lot of air in my chart. Like I have a grand trine in air and a bunch of planets in Gemini. So I tend to live in my head a lot. And when you do that, you become almost disconnected to your physical body. And actually your health can really suffer if you're not present within your body, because we are so busy in the modern age, you know, with there's Facebook messages going off and we're on our computers all the time. There's a real disconnect there between your physical body and your mind. So something that I found that's really useful and helpful is that I visualize all of the energy in my aura going down towards my feet. So it's concentrated more on my feet. So it's grounding me to the earth, like you just described. Something else that I've been doing is some runic yoga. So if you're not familiar with that, you can Google it, you can look on YouTube, and it's basically turning your physical body into the shape of a rune. So I've been working with Fehu, and it's got a very earthy grounding energy, and it only takes a couple of minutes a day, but I suggest that, you know, check it out. It's fantastic.
I have got to try that. I get it. I've never heard of it. But I dig it. That resonates. I love that idea. You know, you can just basically do a position that represents the rune that you want to work with that energy. And wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. I love it.
Yeah. It's like an invocation. So while you're doing that, you would invoke the name of the rune. There's a really good book. by an author called Eldred Thorson, and it's the Book of Rune Magic. And for each rune, he goes over all of the runes and he describes the kind of yogic pose. It's not yoga, obviously, because it's a totally different system. But for want of a better word, let's just describe it as yoga. And he describes the shape that you need to put your physical body in and all of the attributes of that rune. So I highly recommend that.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out. I'll have to get that book on order. And well, I think we got everything covered. We're kind of moving along quickly because we have a little bit of a timeline this show, but I think we've got it all. Is there anything else we want to mention?
No, I don't think so. Just stay positive, guys. If you want to book a private reading, you can check out my website. It's fionaedgar.com. You can subscribe to the blog that I have on there and get the updates straight to your email inbox. I also offer a number of courses and classes, astrology lessons. I can teach you how to read a chart, even if you have no knowledge whatsoever. So check it out, and you can send me a friend request on Facebook and connect over there.
Perfect. Yes, and everybody, definitely get a chart done by Fiona, because she is the official Radiant Creators astrologer. So Radiant Creators endorsed. So definitely, everybody, do so. Have a great time. Have a great fortnight. Check in the comments. You know, we'll be communicating with you. And, get that good rune position going that matches your vibe, that energy you need. I know I'll be doing it. I might even post pictures. So everybody, yeah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.